Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, Tawna National Football League. Getting you set to bet, and hopefully win, tonight with the Patriots and the Jets. And why I think tonight, I think the Patriots might win big in this game. I would only bet New England. It does feel like a yeah-but game for the Patriots. Sure, like you beat the Jets 30-3. Yeah, but what about in January? And that sucks, I guess, if you're a Patriots fan, but that's the reality of the situation. The favorite to be the one seed in the AFC playoffs, the clear favorite to win the AFC East, and a bunch of teams ahead of them on the odds board to win the AFC and go to Super Bowl 60. Gave you thoughts on the Steelers and the Bengals. I can't wait for that game this Sunday in Pittsburgh. Must win for the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers better look good in that game, because if he doesn't, I think he's doing the J-O-B to Father Time, and soon. Not as far as like life is concerned. Hopefully he lives a long time. As far as being a quarterback in the National Football League, a productive one, he'll do the J-O-B. Gave you thoughts on the Chargers and the Jaguars, why I am not optimistic in Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville's opportunity to win this weekend. And I still think the Falcons might have a little something here. And maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out when they host Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish stops by in 20 minutes. College football bets for the weekend. We still will get into the, I think we have news on Jalen Brunson. Okay, so we'll break in and do this for a second. So I was actually really pissed at Knicks head coach Mike Brown last night, and I've been really happy with Mike Brown thus far this season. Because look, like, you lose to the Orlando Magic, even without Paolo, and we'll do more NBA later in the show. Like, I bet the Knicks last night, but I even said on the show, it should not be a surprise if the Magic win and carry over the momentum from the Desmond Bane buzzer beater earlier in the week against the Portland Trailblazers. So, like, the Knicks losing the game, I'm not going to bang on them for it. They had 1-5 straight. They look awesome. Orlando's really good. And at some point, the Magic are going to start playing better. But I do have a big issue with Mike Brown having Jalen Brunson in with less than 2 minutes to play down by 16. Like, this is something Tom Thibodeau would do. And this is one of the reasons why people, including me, wanted Tom Thibodeau out of New York. Because he played the starters into the ground. Why is Jalen Brunson in at the end of the game last night? To roll his ankle. and Ian Begley of SNY and The Athletic reporting overnight that he left MSG in a walking boot and on crutches. We just got this tweet from Shams Charania of ESPN. It looks like this isn't as bad as it could have been for Jalen Brunson. Grade 1 right ankle sprain. Will definitely miss tomorrow night's game against the Miami Heat and will be evaluated daily. Okay, like that sounds much better than like out 2 to 4 weeks and will be evaluated then. Evaluated daily makes it sound like this will be a short-term absence for Jalen Brunson. This feels like, and I'm doing this live on the air right now as a Knicks fan, exhale, best case scenario for the New York Knicks. If Brunson's only out a couple games and he'll definitely miss tomorrow and they'll go from there. I am hoping that Mike Brown learns his lesson here. Like, there's no reason why at the ends of these games, Brunson should be in and like Karl Anthony, like, no. Like, empty the bench. Gotta have these guys healthy come playoff time. It's not about the Knicks winning 60 regular season games. It's about winning 4 rounds coming up in the postseason, or at least 3 in getting to the NBA Finals. So that is the update on Jalen Brunson. Okay. Market update now, as promised, for the two big games in the NFC this weekend. The Eagles and the Lions on Sunday Night Football, the Rams and the Seahawks in Los Angeles. The Rams holding as a 3-point home favorite against Seattle, 3-110. Total in the game is 48.5. And the big injury news here, Davante Adams back at practice today for the Rams. And here's what we have here for Adams. Ran routes as normal during the individual pass game drills. This is per Nate Atkins, who covers the team. No defenders were lined up on Adams, but he looked smooth and caught each pass in the open portion. Sean McVay, who generally is pretty honest about stuff, and there's a great Twitter account, like Coach Speak Index, who covers this. I think he does a really great job. McVay is generally pretty honest. Said yesterday, on Wednesday, that Devontae is going to play on Sunday, that he feels good about it. So I'll take him at his word. The betting market tells you that Devontae's probably going to play. The Rams is a full 3-point home favorite. And then on Sunday Night Football, with the Eagles and the Lions, and we're awaiting a Lions injury report here, because it was a CVS receipt, the injury report yesterday, with all the players potentially out for the Lions. Philly, a 2.5-point home favorite. We are very, very close to going to 3. The total in that game, 46.5. Aiden Hutchinson did practice today for Detroit. We're getting this news now. Sam Laporta did not. My bet's in on the Rams. Femi and I talked about it on Monday, that if you're going to give me Matthew Stafford against Sam Darnold and less than 3, I'm going to bet it. And I want Sam Darnold to prove it to me. And I'm willing to be wrong. And I've been like Mr. Sam Darnold this season. I'm being serious. Like, you're out there listening, watching. Thank you for checking out this show. I am guessing that this is not the only sports content you consume. Like, find me someone in the media that's been more effusive in praise of Sam Darnold than me over the course of this season. I'm not sure that you can. But now we get into a spot with Darnold where the lights are going to be bright, the competition is really, really, really strong, and we saw him wilt under pressure last year. And I really respect Odyssey NFL insider, my buddy Brian Baldinger, comes on the show every Wednesday, and he made the case yesterday that, okay, like the Lions game was one thing in Week 18 last year, Vikings at Lions Sunday Night Football, but in the wild card game against the Rams, against the same Rams team, like the offensive line was injured for Darnold. Look, like, you can make that case, and I respect Baldy, and I would say this to Baldy if we had had more time. Like, Darnold was terrible in the game. And maybe, like, he's graduated to the next level. And I'm willing for that to be the case. I'll pay to see it. I'll pay to see how I'm wrong about this. I do like the Rams on Sunday to beat the Seattle Seahawks. I laid 2.5. I don't know that I would lay 3. That's why you got to check out the show all week long. And as far as the Eagles and the Lions go, just quickly on A.J. Brown, who has made news this week. This is just like such a 2025 sentence I'm about to utter. On a Twitch stream of people playing Madden, said on the Twitch stream, if you have me in fantasy, drop me. Because he's not getting the ball. You know, that old chestnut. And he's putting like the cryptic tweets out there, really leaning into the whole, you know, diva wide receiver bit is A.J. Brown. Couple things on A.J. Brown. Number one, if you're fantasy football and you have A.J. Brown, do not drop him. I hope that goes without saying, but do not take his advice. Do not drop him. I know it's frustrating when he goes 2 catches for 13 yards, like he did Monday night against the Packers. He also has the ability in any given game to go for 5, 150, and 3. In any game he plays him. And sure, like, you could start, I'm just going to throw a name out there, like Josh Downs, like the cold slot receiver. And they're on bye this week, but you understand what I'm saying. And Downs could go, you know, 7 for 51 and maybe score a touchdown. So you might be able to get a week where Josh Downs' floor is higher than A.J. Brown's floor. But A.J. Brown's ceiling is higher than, like, almost any other receiver ceiling in the league. Not maybe not like Jefferson or Chase or Puka or Smith and Jigba. But man, at his best, he's capable of nuking teams. Star Destroyer. Death Star Alderaan. Disturbance in the Force. Do not drop him. Unless you play in a league with me. In which case, please drop him. I would love to pick him up. Pick him up! You better you bet on this Thursday. And just in defense of A.J. Brown, second thing here on A.J. I know a lot of people think A.J. Brown's a diva. And I kind of understand it, like the cryptic tweets, all that stuff. Just think about what A.J. Brown said a couple days after the Eagles won the Super Bowl this year against the Kansas City Chiefs. He wrote on Instagram that he thought winning a championship would, like, feel different. Like, he thought it would, like, make him happy. And I'm paraphrasing. You can go back and read it. I've captured the spirit of it. That he thought it would make him happier than it did. And what he realized after the team won the Super Bowl and after a couple days of sleeping on it and kind of letting it soak in was that he doesn't play the game to win titles. He plays to dominate the defender in front of him. Like, he's sick in a good way. He's psychotic in a great way. And I think if that's his mindset, like, the mindset is not, I want to go, like, I need to catch 15 passes for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns every week. I think the mindset is, I want to, like, break the spirit of the guy in front of me. And I don't know if you can ever be a diva if that's how you feel. You better you bet on this Thursday. And you know my opinion on the Eagles here. Best team in the NFC. Most talented roster in the NFC. I think Detroit's really good, and I think Dan Campbell calling the plays on offense has added a fun new wrinkle to things, and I love Dan Campbell, and I love the Lions. But if it's Eagles favored by less than 3, like, the bet is, basically, I need the Eagles to win, then yeah, like, I'm gonna make that bet. Because they usually win. Almost always. Give me the Eagles on Sunday night at any number less than 3. Philly minus the 2.5. Give you some quick thoughts on college football ahead of Knish coming on in about 10 minutes here on the show. A couple games with college football playoff implications that I have not gotten into yet this week on the show. Let's go to the ACC, where Pitt, you know, the Panthers, with Mason Henschel. I had to, me and Tyler went on YouTube earlier just to make sure we got the pronunciation of the name correct. Pitt hosts Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 12.5-point favorite at BetMGM, total 54.5. And if the Irish win out, like they are in the college football playoff, that is a certitude. If Notre Dame wins out, the Irish will make the college football playoff. And that's pretty incredible because remember, obviously, where we were earlier in the year, Notre Dame loses the opener to Miami, and then the botched play at the end against Texas A&M, and A&M beats them by 1. And we're like, is Notre Dame going to miss the playoff? Well, doesn't look like it. Looks like Notre Dame's going to make it. And the Irish have been the preferred betting side this week, out from minus 10.5, now up to 12.5. And there's a fun subplot in this game, and it's Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi, who was asked by the local media in Pittsburgh if this is a must-win game. And he had what I would consider to be one of the great brain-dead responses in the history of brain-dead responses. Like, almost should be studied in classrooms by children Like, to know what not to say. His response, is this a must-win game, was no, it's not. We could lose 110-10, lose by 100, and he'd take it as long as they won their final two games in ACC play. Wow. What a message to send to your players. You could lose by 100, and I don't care. What a message sent to the boosters in the NIL era, to the fan base. Yeah, that's great. We can lose by 100 to Notre Dame. No big deal. And the rotten cherry on top of this horrible Sunday for Narduzzi, the Pitt Panthers, and Pitt fans is Pitt doesn't even control its own destiny as far as making the ACC title game goes. So it's just a really stupid thing to say. Now, with that being said, this is not your father's Pitt Panthers, your older brother's Pitt Panthers. No, 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 no. This Pitt team, since the quarterback change, Henschel, throws it all over the yard. Scored 30 points or more in five straight games, and Pitt has the best rushing defense, literally, in the country. Now, here's Jeremiah Love and Notre Dame to test that out. And maybe Pitt's defense breaks against Notre Dame and Notre Dame's run game. It's certainly possible. But we know how Pat Narduzzi, how he goes and what he does, and when you want to bet Pat Narduzzi and when you want to bet against him. In a spot like this, big home dog, oh yeah, oh yeah. I love Pitt to cover this weekend. I don't think Pitt is going to win. I think Notre Dame is too good. And Carr is too good, and Love's too good, and Marcus Freeman's too good, and he's very handsome. Platonically. Notre Dame will win, but I do think Pat Narduzzi and Pitt will find a way to keep this game closer than expected and cover the spread. We'll get into Ole Miss and Florida. We'll get into Georgia and Texas and the line movement there later this hour. But on the other side, best bets for the college football weekend with our good buddy, pro bettor, Joey Knish.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In trouble! Is it? Touchdown!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I think it's one of the best calls of all time. Gus Johnson, last week, Fox, Mendoza, Cooper, unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? Our guest, the great Joey Kanish, pro sports bettor from the Hammer. His show, along with our friend Brad Powers, Hit the Books. You can find it on YouTube, or you can search Hit the Books wherever you find your podcast. A great college football betting show and podcast. Kanish, well, and on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. My friend, welcome back. How are you?
Mr. Costner, solo with a little bit of throwback to that, you know, that's Long Island, Staten Island radio back in the college days. I don't know if you actually did that, but I'm assuming. I mean, also, that Gus call, I cannot believe the pushback that's gotten from, like, the masses of, like, oh, Gus is being... That was great! I mean, maybe it's got two people here that like to be, demonstrative when they talk, but... What, would you rather have, like, the old school, like, Pat Summerall? Like, Hoosier.
Oh,
touchdown.
Come on. Like, no Pat Summerall slander. But we can like both Pat Summerall and we can also like Gus Johnson, right?
Hoosiers. Touchdown. It's like, that's like, that just one of the greatest catch I've ever seen. What do you can get? Has it? Show a pulse.
The Summerall call that I always think about, I think it was a Cowboys-Giants game, but it was a Cowboys game. Kanish, do you remember? And like all the fans, do you remember? Dallas had a kick returner and a wide receiver. And for all the listeners and viewers, do you remember this name? Do you remember Reggie Swinton? Does that name ring a bell for the Cowboys back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a call.
Swifty Swinton. Yeah, no, but I actually do. The name rings a bell.
So he had a call of a Reggie, and it was literally the call was... So there's the kickoff. And so the call is as follows. Swinton. Touchdown, Cowboys. And I always think about that when people bring up Pat Summerall. So listen, Summerall's a legend. Gus Johnson's a legend. We can like all of it. And Gus Johnson, he was spectacular. And Kanish, so were you. And I actually thought the latest batch of college football playoff rankings, pretty spectacular. So we can get into the games this weekend, and I want to get into the games with you, what you think, where your bets are. But did you have any thoughts, betting or otherwise, on the latest batch of college football playoff rankings?
You know, there's a couple things of, I would, maybe from an interest perspective around, like, what happens, and we talked a little bit about this on Hit the Book, what happens in the G5 if, let's say, you know, you got South Florida, you got North Texas, you got James Madison. Who comes out of that unscathed? And I know, like, that can change a little bit down the stretch of if South Florida wins out or North Texas wins out in the AAC, James Madison wins out, who's getting that G5 bid? Also, I mean, we talked a little bit about on the show last week that, you know, like, I think Notre Dame, no matter what, you're not leaving Notre Dame out. And the potential for, like, I know Bishop, listen, I mean, the guy's doing his job, old, you know, Greg Sankey with, Shilly Shill over there, but I mean, that's what he's got to do. But, you know, give it, start, he's like, he's doing the great negotiation of, like, we should have 8 when, you know, you really want 6, but you start with 8 and you say, no, we should have 8 in, but he knows, like, oh, SEC getting 6. And that's what, you know, to me, it's like, could the Big Ten get 2 and the SEC 6? You know, is that a potential right now? So a lot of different factors down the stretch. Excited to see how it plays out.
I guess my last, and then we'll get into the games this weekend. I thought, you know, outside of Miami, like, and their placement in the rankings, I thought Texas Tech's placement was really interesting, Kanish, where Texas Tech is now 6, right, and Georgia's 5th. But Georgia not going to win the SEC, most likely, right? And Texas Tech might win its conference. Maybe Texas Tech jumps up to 5, and who the hell knows, like, what's going to happen in the top 4? Maybe Texas Tech's a top 4 team. So you're a great person to ask this question. We've talked about Texas Tech all season long. Do the Red Raiders have, like, a high ceiling for you? Where, maybe we get to the semifinals, and Texas Tech's one of the last 4 teams standing? Like, give us your big picture on Texas Tech in, like, 30 seconds, and then we'll get to the games.
You know, throughout college football history, you wouldn't think so, right? But in terms of who's got one of the best defensive lines in the country, not like, you know, now we're talking SEC, you know, like in the country, it's Tech. Now, do they have the quarterback play with Hammond out for the season, Morton banged up always? That's probably the big, you know, what I call kryptonite for them is if they don't have healthy quarterback play. But just from a roster standpoint, player to player, I think they're comparable with a lot of these teams. Maybe not, you know, with an Ohio State, with the Texas A&M, but you know what? If one of those teams at A&M or Bama slips up and then loses, like, they could be looking at like a top four seed and a semifinal appearance. It's not out of, you know, hey, that oil money can buy a lot of great stuff now these days. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
And I will hit you with a follow up on this. And the reason why I asked that about Texas Tech is because I look at, you know, outside of the top four, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Alabama. I'm trying to think of, like, what is a team that could actually, like, upend the apple cart and, like, be there at the end potentially? And, like, last year, and the format's a little different last year, I think we're looking at a really chalky college football playoff this year, just on the surface without knowing what it's going to be. Would you agree or disagree with that sentiment?
Well, I'm going to keep beating the Notre Dame drum on this show, you know, in terms of outside the top four, that I think a team that's got, you know, like, legitimate top tier potential, that would be one. The only other, the case I would make against is in a lot of past years, including last year, in that you'd have some, you know, massive spreads going into those last games. I don't think, the sport is flattened. I don't think you'll see, you know, even though I think, yes, I agree with you that those were probably a tier above. But when you're only talking about, you know, spreads that might be a touchdown, might be, you know, rarely you're going to see probably anything in the college football playoff outside of a handful of first-round games, double-digit spreads, there's just a lot more variance potential. Even if we think these teams are the solid top four, it's not like in the old, you know, four-game playoff era where it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, you know, a two-touchdown drop-off. There's just a lot more competitiveness now, 1 through 12, than there used to be even, you know, 2-3 years ago.
You Better You Bet on this Thursday. Our guest, Joey Knish, Pro Sports Better from The Hammer. Hit the books is his show. Find it on YouTube and in podcast form, and hit him up on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. We're going to have, he's your boss, right? We're going to have Rob Pizzola on. He's Knish's boss. Pizzola comes on next hour, and we always do the lightning round with Pizzola. Hit him with every NFL game on the board. He loves it. He loves giving a bet out for every game. I don't think he does, but I appreciate him talking about every game. Knish, I would love to go lightning round with you here. Hit as many games as we can in the next, like, 7 minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah, you know what? Cue it up. Nothing I love more than a lightning round, baby. And he's not the boss.
I think he is. Georgia, now a 6.5-point home favorite against Arch Manning in Texas. Total 49.5. I'm going to bet Texas money line. Tell me why I'm dumb. What do you like, Georgia and Texas?
Well, I got a lot of reasons why I call you dumb, but not for that bet. Because I tell you what, if I can get a 7, give me a 7 there on Texas. Let's get it one more little inch. I think the 7 is critical. Texas defense, really, I think they got the better defensive unit, and the offense finally found a little bit. I think it's got, I think this game, they're live in this game, but you give me a 7, I'm in on the Horns.
All right, so Texas, 7 is the number that Knish is looking for to bet the Longhorns at Georgia. I know you have a strong take on this game because you texted it to me before, and I appreciated that. That is Alabama, a 6-point home favorite against Oklahoma. And just to give the context for the Texas game also, Texas and Oklahoma, 10-11 in the rankings. Like, they both probably need to win out in order to make it. So these are both, like, maybe more so for Oklahoma, but probably elimination games for both teams. John Mateer and the Sooners, 6-point dogs on the road at Ty Simpson, Kalen DeBoer, and the Tide.
I mean, you listen, there's a little Nicky Joey K head-to-head, baby. Because give me Boomer Sooner here, better defense. Alabama, fraud. They've been running a hot streak. They've been right. All the variance has gone right for them this year. And you know what? It ends this weekend. I think Mateer needed a week off to get healthy. In the last game, they finally got the run the ball game a little bit going. Give me the Sooners. Give me the points. Give me the outright victory. Oklahoma stays alive in the college football playoff race.
I would like for you, for the first time in your life, your pathetic, sad existence. I'm kidding. A little. Be a man and say here on You Better You Bet, Oklahoma is going to beat Alabama on Saturday.
Guarantee. Lock outright of the week, Oklahoma Sooners, take down the Crimson Tide, clip it up in the back room, baby, and have it ready for next week when I'm tap dancing on Nikki K's Greek grave and throwing some feta all over. Sooners outright.
Nikki, the Greek there really took that to the next level. USC and Iowa, Kanish, like USC can still make the college football playoff, but USC's got to win out. Got to win this game against Iowa. Got to win at Eugene. Got to beat UCLA in the finale. Trojans, 6.5-point home favorites this weekend. Total 48.5. There's rain in the forecast coming up on Saturday. What do you think of USC and Iowa?
Iowa, it rains in Southern California once every 3 years. And of course, Iowa comes to town. You got rain in the forecast. I would lean, listen, it's a lean for me on USC. I'm hoping the number gets a little cheaper going to game time. I'd like to get down through the 6, 5.5, kind of in that range there. Just in the Big Ten this year, teams traveling across country have been awful. It's something like 30% ATS here going west to east to west. Iowa off a man ball game, physical game in that, and I think USC's offense is just too much for them. Give me USC. I'll be on USC. I would love to see. Hopefully this comes down just a tick, though, and get a little bit of cheaper price, because when you're playing Iowa, you need every point you can get.
You mentioned that Notre Dame could be the team that upends the apple cart. And I would say, like I mentioned Texas Tech, you are right. I do think Notre Dame would be that team. The Irish are 12.5-point road favorites at Pitt. Total is 54.5. Kanish, I talked about this game before you came on in the previous segment. I am going to hold my nose here and take the points. This feels like a great Pat Narduzzi spot here to take Pitt. I like Pitt plus the points. What say you, Notre Dame at the Panthers?
I'll tell you what, if you want to bet, this has been the story every week. The market loves Notre Dame. Wait till, I've done this in a few weeks, even the league, like last week against Navy, where it didn't work out successfully, the week before versus Boston College. Everybody bets Notre Dame throughout the week. There's a big group also that bets on Saturday that is filling Notre Dame every single week. If you want Pitt and you want the points, which I agree, but I need a little bit more, and we're going to get a little bit more, I believe. I think you'll see 13.5, maybe even a 14. You wait till the last minute on Saturday.
Wow.
So this would be my advice on this one. And I think it at least hits 13, and maybe you see it flash 14 some places. I'm going to wait till the buzzer, and then I'll join you on a little bit of Pitt.
We can joke and like have fun with Kanish, but like he's one of the best in the business, and answers like that the reason why. If you want to bet this game, Kanish is telling you, if you like Notre Dame, bet the Irish now. If you like Pitt, wait until closer to kickoff on Saturday. Kanish, I'm fascinated by this Ole Miss Florida game, the Lane Kiffin Bowl. Like, where's Lane coaching next year? Like, which one of these teams is he going to be coaching? Like, does that matter as far as the handicap goes? DJ Lagway benched last week for Florida in the loss against Kentucky, and Billy Gonzalez is saying that, like, Lagway is going to come out firing in this game. Ole Miss, 14.5 at home, 53.5 the total. Any desire to take the points with the Gators?
You know what? One of my guys that I work with took some Florida earlier, and I think you're paying a huge premium on this number for the Florida performance last week, for some of the potential, quote unquote quit factor that might be there. It would be Florida or nothing for me. I know people, and a few of these spots where Lane has come out almost throughout the year and said, take the over, take the point. He really hasn't been getting the job. And even last week versus the Citadel, they don't cover the number. It would be Florida for me. It's going to be light, though. Do I say that? Don't get me wrong. There's some potential disaster factor here. And if Lane can run it up, he's going to do it. So I'll have a play on Florida. I would not put this in what I've called the top tier of bets this weekend. Florida and a hold your nose special. And one of those you probably know 5 minutes in whether you're sunk or not.
Let's close here, Kanish. This can be another college football game that you love this weekend, or a random bet in the account. Dealer's choice, wherever you'd like to take it.
You know what? We're going to go, and we've got a few options here. I'm going to go Utah this week. I just think this Utah team now, I tell you what, we just talked Texas Tech. We didn't get to it. If Utah somehow makes the Big 12 championship game, I don't think they would. I think they'd get them. I think this Utah team is playing We talk about teams that could. I don't think that they'll be able to get in, but if this team finds a way in, I don't know there's many teams playing much better than this team in the country. I think they go to Baylor. I think they wax them, and they need all the style points they can get. There will be all gas, no break in every game for the rest of the season, because if they don't make the Big 12 championship, their only hope is to absolutely blister everybody, and I think Baylor's just not up for it. The defense is bad. Utah goes in, takes care of business, and watch out. Watch out, those Red Raiders, if they somehow find a way to tiebreaker and get in the Big 12 championship game, because the Utes are playing as well as anybody maybe outside of Ohio State in the country right now.
Do you like UCF to cover at Texas Tech this weekend? 2 seconds for the answer.
Oh, hold your nose special. It's the only way I could go, but give me a bucket if I'm going to watch that game and take the points.
I think Kanish was doing it. I actually think he did the Romo impersonation there. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm not often speechless. That is Tony Romo. Like, that was Tony Romo during Chiefs. Okay. Jake, I'm going to ask you to play the Kanish audio in a second. Like, it's one thing. This is a radio show / TV show / podcast. A lot of people consume this show. And just because I did this earlier in the week, just to say it again, like the data from October came in. October 2025 is the most listened to and watched and streamed month in the history of You Better You Bet. So like our audience literally, like today, and I don't have the data for November yet, our audience today, it's probably the biggest audience in the history of the show. And tomorrow's will probably be the biggest audience in the history of the show. It's awesome. There's like the stocks only go up. Like our viewers, our audience, like goes up. It's absolutely awesome. So like this is a show that a lot of people like. A lot of people listen to. A lot of people watch. And people can complain about it. And I hear the complaints. I see the complaints. I hear the good stuff. to everybody, I just say thank you very much for watching and listening. Your patronage means a ton to me and all of us here on the show. And I love strong reactions one way or another. It's indifference that gets you killed in this business. And the one thing that we don't do on this show is force people to act indifferently. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been successful. So a lot of people watch and listen to this show. It is one thing to come on this show, even though this is a show that a lot of people like, a lot of people consume, and make this noise. And another thing entirely, to be on the call of Bills Chiefs and make this noise. I always love on Instagram when you get like the who wore it better. Usually because it's like two hot actresses wearing like some like the skimpy dress. And it's the same dress. Like, who wore it better? I don't care. I'd like to look at both of them, but I like that. Who wore it better? This question is, who did it better in the sense that when you listen to them make this noise, you are more likely to throw up what you ate for lunch? Tony Romo first. Or Joey Kanish. The Kanish one. Yeah, okay, so Jake, pop on here. Jake, why do you think Romo's is worse?
I just think the Romo at the end, the is just so much grosser.
It's all right. Just so people... So, Jake's right. The Romo thing is, like, weird. It doesn't get, like, horny until the end. Go ahead, Jake. What? So let's listen. So Kanish's is like, it's bizarre, but is it creepy? Like, is he horny when he does this? Let's find out. I don't think there's anything like sexual in that. Like, Romo's, listen to the end of this. Like, there's something going on here at the end of the Romo clip. That this is like Joey Kanish, like you're at a bar and like you like sucker punch someone in the stomach and he's doubled over in pain. I think that's actually exactly what it is. Like, you're in a fight, someone gets punched in the stomach and they are doubled over sucking air, and this is the noise they make. I can't believe how long it goes. Our associate producer, Addie Bates, is with us today to lend us the female perspective. Addie, whose is more disgusting, Kanish or Tony Romo?
In terms of, like, disgusting, it's definitely Tony Romo. In terms of just weird to still hear on air, though, Kanish's was, like, I feel like 10 seconds long. Like, it could be shorter, but it felt like it lasted forever.
It like, the Kanish, okay, so here's what I want. I want to play, forget about the Romo. Like, everyone, like the best part of the Romo is the end, when he's, like, groaning. Not in pain. Jake, I want you to play the Kanish audio, and then I would like for everyone to say what their favorite part is. Jake, so everyone listen. Jake, play it one more time here, and real quick. Everybody listen to it, and I want you to, like, what is your favorite part of this audio? Okay. All right. Jake, what's the best part of the Kanish audio?
Honestly, it might be the beginning. The beginning might be the best.
I actually agree really strongly with Jake that the beginning's the best part. Just to save time, is there anyone who thinks that there is a part that is better than the beginning? Tyler, what is it?
It's the transition from the to the and it just keeps going over 5 more seconds. It's the transition in the middle.
All right, so Jake, play it again, and everyone listen to the transition in the middle that Tyler's talking about. It's like the bridge to get there is, wait, okay, one more time, and let's try to accurately assess what the bridge is to get from the O to the Again, this is the noise that someone makes when they have been punched in the stomach and they drop to their knees. They've lost the bar fight. And now they're just like, can I get out of here, Jake, in one piece? I'm sorry. Like, the transition is funny. The funniest part is the beginning. Jake, one more time, please. Please. I talk for a living, and this may surprise you to hear. When I'm not on the air, I'm talking all the time. I love it. I don't think I've ever made a noise like that. Like, as long as it is, like, you'd be like, oh man, let me think about the answer here. That lasted like 6 seconds. Weird. We want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to, go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. And sometimes, you know, when you're working out and you break that sweat, there are times when you're working out so hard, Jake, and you're sweating so hard that sometimes you sound like this. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. It honestly, there's something new in it every time I hear it. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. All right, couple of quick college football thoughts for you that I did not get into earlier in the hour. Touched on the game with Kanish. Ole Miss in Florida in the Lane Kiffin Bowl. Which team is Lane coaching next year? Is that the most interesting betting market? Ole Miss or Florida? Ole Miss, a 14.5 point favorite, total 53.5. I think, given that Ole Miss is like not going to play for the SEC championship, and they're at Mississippi State in the finale in the Egg Bowl, like, this is basically a playoff game for Ole Miss. Like, I want to frame it that way. If Ole Miss wins this game, then they could lose to Mississippi State and like still make the playoff. So this is like win and in the playoff for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. There's the potential, and you know, Kanish talked about it in this interview. I saw our friend Sam Panayotovic of Bet Sweats. Sam was tweeting about this earlier in the week that there may be a quit factor in play for Florida, who got blown out last week 38-7 by Kentucky. DJ Lagway benched during that game by head coach, interim head coach Billy Gonzalez, who said in the aftermath and said this week, look, Lagway is going to start, and he thinks that benching is going to do DJ Lagway like a change. That benching will do him good, do him good. The number's really big here. And we've seen some Lane effery in the past. I agree with Kanish. Not like the biggest bet I'll ever place. May even be a small bet. Because Florida like might lose by 1,000. I'll have a small bet on the Gators, plus the points in this game. And then last college football note for today. Georgia is now up to 6.5 against Texas. I get it. Gunnar Stockton is the quarterback that you definitely trust more going into the game, and Georgia is playing at home and obviously had the faux pas, had the loss earlier. Is faux pas, did I use that correctly? No, right? Georgia had the slip up earlier in the year against Bama in Athens. I think that Texas has a ceiling that it hasn't reached yet, and maybe it doesn't happen. And honestly, like, maybe the ceiling's actually not there. But if Arch Manning can play up to his potential, the potential that I'm not even talking about me. The hell do I know? Or you. Whoever the hell you are. People that are like grinding the film. The all 22. Cheeto dust on the fingers. People we respect. I'm being serious. Arch was the Heisman favorite coming into the year. And whether or not you thought that was insane, and like you were right, like, the thought was, amongst people that bet, that's at the very least that he's in consideration. And now he sucks. You sure? Would it really be, I'm being serious, would it really be that surprising if Arch played great on Saturday? Really? Would it really be that surprising? Wouldn't surprise me. I'll be on Texas Moneyline. And let's see where this bad boy goes. This son of a bitch might end up at 7, like Kanish was saying. We might be able to wait. Bet Texas +7. Texas Moneyline. Oh, yeah. Final hour, power hour coming up after this. Bets for tonight, including side total props, Patriots and the Jets. Rob Pozzola will join us. I'll give you my thoughts on the other side on Purdue, Alabama, and the NBA. Jake, play the Kanish sounder going into break as many times as needed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.